Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath is walked intentionally. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodals hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Keltner moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath is walked intentionally. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Tabor trying to get to home. Campbell throws the ball into Desodles, who tags Tabor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. 1 out. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 3 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Mack trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. DeSoto scoops up the ball and tags DiMaggio for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath is walked intentionally. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Heath moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. Tabor moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Pete Fox pinch hits for Nels Potter. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.